But you trust your family?
Of course.
And that's,
you have to.
Is it blood thicker than water thing? What is that?
Yeah, and family is everything to us. I mean, it's love. It's what we were taught, and values, and we're friends at the end of the day, which is important. Other than what the public or press people say, we're friends. We love each other very much.
So is the family still closely knit despite all the kind of tabloid stuff over
the years?
That's
sensationalism.
How do you deal with that?
How do I deal with sensationalism?
Yeah, how do you deal with everything in your life being magnified, exaggerated?
It's not true.
Almost to a grotesque.
It's like looking at a fictitious movie because it's fiction. It's like watching science fiction. It's not true. And I know myself. And it's sad when other people have to read those things and they believe it. But
do you feel like holding a press conference every week and saying, well, this is the rumor du jour. It's not true.
No, because I know eventually the truth will prevail. And I'm about truth, you know?
I've researched it, and I can't find anyone who's been more frivolously sued than you for the most outrageous reasons. One of your attorneys told me that a woman called Billie Jean Jackson called and said, stop accepting any paychecks, Mr. Attorney. I'm the wife, and I'm Billie Jean, taking it obviously from your hit song.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, what so first of all, does it affect you, the rumors?
Does it affect me?
Yeah.
Yes, but I've become immune in a way, too. I'm very strong. I have rhinoceros skin, and but at the same time, I'm human. You know, so anything can hurt like that, you know. But I'm very strong. I just don't like people hearing about such false information.
For instance, did you father quadruplets last year?
There was a crazy rumor.
Then they became twins, I know. I don't know what happened to the other two. Maybe they were abducted by aliens.
Yeah, I heard about that story. No, I don't have any twins. And they said I'm hiding them or something. No, it's from another made-up rumor.
So it's completely false.
Yeah, I think the bigger the star, the bigger the target. I'm not trying to say I'm the super-duper star. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, the fact that people come at celebrity. We're targets. And, but the truth always prevails, and I believe in that. I believe in God, you know?
Does that faith sustain you?
Of course it does.
How about friendship?
What about friendship?
Do you rely on friends? Have people stayed with you through thick and thin? Who are your best friends?
My children and my family, my brothers and my sisters, and most people have. Most people have.
Do you want to mention the names of the True Blue?
The faithful, you would know them, so it's...
Elizabeth Taylor?
Well, she's very loyal. I see Elizabeth all the time. She's my dear friend. I was just at her house. We had wonderful talks on the phone at night, several times a week sometimes.
So how long have you two been friends?
I've known Elizabeth closely since I was 16, yeah.
And you've been making music since you were 5?
Yes.
So in your fifth decade, that's 41 years of making music.
Yes.
You ever get sick of it?
No. No, not at all. I never get enough of it.
Really?
Really.
You ever get sick of Randy?
Never, never.
He's
never.
Here, Lizzo. That's
no, never. He's wonderful. He's been very supportive and amazingly brilliant. Really.
So they're all different. Your whole family is
every
crazy,
brother and sister,
like my family.
Completely different. Like any family, you know, you have all the different elements, and everybody's different. That's what makes it a family.
When you have such intense scrutiny, how do you live any kind of normal life? How do you, you know, have any fun outside of your own property?
I don't. I go off property sometimes, but not all the time. I create my world behind the gates, you know, because I can't go to the local movie theater down the street or the local park down the street or go pick up ice cream at the market, the corner store. So you want to create that world behind the gates, and that's what I try and do. And it's not just for me if I could share with my family or friends or whoever I do.
And that necessity for some privacy drives all these crazy rumors and speculations. So it's a difficult balancing act that you have to endure.
Yes, yes. Part of what comes with celebrity. You know?
But you're not complaining, are you? I don't. I try to, you know, rub it off. Not that I'm... I don't know what I'm the king of. King of getting shot at, maybe.
No. King of journalism.
So what is it about children in distress? You mentioned the tsunami relief effort.
Yes.
What is it? Is it your own fatherhood that motivates that?
Caring. and reading the Bible, learning about God, Jesus, love. Jesus said, bring on the children, imitate children, you know, be like little children, and to take care of others, take care of old people. And we were raised with those values. Those are very important values, and my family and I, we were raised with those values, and they continue strong in us today.
When we come back, Jackson talks about a musical reunion with his brothers for a wonderful cause. That is after this.
We're family. That's what we are. And my mother is strong, my father's strong. We're even stronger together. And but we didn't know that from those humble beginnings, the success would bring about this.